AI didn't knock on compliance's door. The regulator opened it. Founder Voice. A monthly column on where compliance is actually heading, from someone who works in it. On May 6, 2026, the FDA's commissioner stood at a Food and Drug Law Institute conference and confirmed something most quality managers are still arguing about in theory. The agency is now using artificial intelligence to decide which manufacturing facilities get inspected, not to draft a report, not to summarize a guidance document, to pick the targets. Lower-risk sites, domestic and overseas, are being flagged by an algorithm for one-day screening assessments, while inspectors keep their attention on the complex ones. Read that again, because the order of events matters. For 2 years, I have watched companies sit in meetings debating whether they should explore AI in their quality system. Pilot committees, risk assessments about the risk assessment. Meanwhile, their regulator skipped the entire debate and put AI into the one decision that actually touches them. Who gets a knock on the door? That is the part nobody mentions in the LinkedIn post celebrating efficiency gains. The FDA is not using AI to help you. It is using AI to evaluate you. And one of the signals its model reportedly weighs is the distance between what a facility says it does on paper and what it actually does on the floor. If you have ever run an internal audit, you already know how wide that gap can get. So the question for 2026 is not whether AI belongs in compliance. It is already here, and your regulator brought it in first. The real question is what that does to the person whose entire job was supposed to be standing between the company and that inspection. The quality manager. Everyone is using it. Almost nobody is governing it. Here's the number that should worry you more than the FDA announcement. In a 2026 survey of 193 compliance, ethics, risk, and audit leaders, more than 83% said their organizations already use AI tools. Only about 25% had a real governance framework around that use. So 3 out of 4 organizations have put AI into compliance work with no structured control over what it produces, who checks it, or what happens when it is wrong. That is not adoption. That is exposure. I see the same pattern in the companies I work with. Someone in the quality team discovers that a chatbot can draft a procedure in 90 seconds, and within a month, half the management system is being written that way, quietly, with no one validating it against the actual process or the actual clause. The work feels faster. The risk just moves somewhere you stopped looking. And the people doing it are not naive about the danger. In a separate State of AI and Compliance report, the two biggest concerns among teams adopting AI were potential errors, cited by 63%, and data security issues, at just over 50%. They know the tool hallucinates. They know it can leak. They use it anyway, because the pressure to move faster is real and the headcount to do it the old way is not coming back. This is the honest picture of 2026. The technology is no longer the question. The infrastructure is already installed in your department, often without a decision ever being formally made. What is missing is the layer that makes it safe. Someone who knows the standard well enough to catch what the machine got wrong, and senior enough to be listened to when they do. Which brings us to the person that role was supposed to belong to. The quality manager's job is about to split in two. For most of its history, the quality manager role carried a quiet contradiction. The title said you owned the system. The calendar said you owned the paperwork. You spent your week writing procedures, updating the document register, chasing signatures, formatting the management review, and rebuilding the same audit pack you rebuilt last year. The strategic part of the job, the part the standard actually asks for, got whatever hours were left. Usually none. AI breaks that contradiction, and not gently. Every task in the first list is exactly what a language model does well. Generating text from a template, reformatting, cross-referencing clauses, drafting a first version of almost anything, the administrative core of the job, the part that filled the week, is collapsing toward zero cost. That is not a prediction. Open any compliance team's chat history, and you will see it already happening. So the role splits. On one side is the quality manager, who was, in practice, a document administrator with a certificate. When the documents write themselves, that person has very little left to defend. I am not being cruel here. I am being accurate, and if that describes more of your week than you would like to admit, you already feel it. On the other side is the quality manager the standard always wanted and rarely got. The one who understands why a control exists, not just that it exists. who can sit in front of an operations director and explain which risk actually threatens the certificate and which is noise. Who walks the floor and notices that the documented process and the real process drifted apart 8 months ago. None of that is generatable. A model can describe a risk-based approach in flawless prose. It cannot tell you whether your specific company is fooling itself. The uncomfortable truth is that AI does not threaten the quality profession. It threatens one version of it and rewards the other. The administrators are about to discover how replaceable the admin was. The system thinkers are about to become the most valuable people in the building, because someone has to govern the machine that everyone is already using without governing it. The real danger isn't the paperwork. It's the gap behind it. Here is where most of the AI and compliance conversation gets it backwards. The fear is that AI writes bad documents. The actual problem is the opposite. AI writes beautiful documents, and beautiful documents are exactly what auditors have stopped trusting. A consultant who runs ISO audits across more than 16 countries put it bluntly in a recent industry interview. The biggest issue emerging in audits today is not the absence of governance frameworks. It is the widening gap between what organizations document and what they actually do. Certification bodies, he noted, now care far more about whether a control works in practice than whether you can produce a polished policy. His phrase for the management reviews he sees stuck with me. He called them validation, not governance. The meeting happens. Nothing gets challenged. Now connect that to the machine. A language model is a polished document factory. Ask it for an information security policy, and it will hand you something that reads better than what most companies wrote by hand. The problem is that it describes a generic company doing generic things correctly. It has never seen your floor, your shortcuts, your one technician who does the calibration his own way, because the documented method is slower. The document is immaculate and the gap underneath it is enormous, which is precisely the gap the FDA's model and a growing number of auditors are now built to detect. This is the trap I watch companies walk into in 2026. They use AI to close the documentation gap, and they accidentally widen the real one. A binder full of AI-generated procedures that nobody on the floor follows is not an asset. Under the new style of audit, it is a liability with a cover page. A confession that the system exists on a server and not in the building. Documentation was never supposed to be the deliverable. It was supposed to be the honest description of how you actually control your risks. The value was never in producing the text, which is now nearly free. The value is in the foundation underneath it. A structure that is correct against the standard and an expert judgment that bends that structure to fit what your company genuinely does. Generation is cheap. Getting the foundation right and anchoring it to reality is the whole job, and it is the part no model can do for you. What the adapting quality manager actually does. Enough diagnosis. If you are in this role and you want to be on the right side of the split, here is what the move actually looks like, based on what I see working. First, stop competing with the machine where it wins. If your professional pride is tied to writing procedures from scratch, let it go. That skill is now a commodity. Use AI to draft, absolutely, but change your relationship to the output. You are no longer the author, you are the reviewer with veto power. The drafting is the easy 10%. Your value is the 90% the model cannot do, which is knowing when its confident, fluent answer is quietly wrong for your company. Second, get the foundation right before you let AI touch it. A model accelerates whatever you point it at. Pointed at a structure that is already correct against the standard and tailored to your sector, and it accelerates good work. Pointed at a blank page, and it accelerates a generic system that will not survive an audit. This is the logic behind how we build at QSE Academy, and I will be honest about it. We use AI-accelerated drafting too, but every deliverable is reviewed by certified experts who put their name on it. Speed from the machine, accountability from a human. That combination is not a marketing line, it is the only configuration that actually holds up on audit day. Third, find your own gaps before an algorithm finds them. The single most useful habit a quality manager can build in 2026 is running mock audits against the real operation, not the binder. We built an AI audit simulation for exactly this. A way to run a mock certification audit and get an instant gap analysis before the real assessor arrives. But the tool matters less than the discipline. Whether you use ours, a spreadsheet, or a colleague playing auditor for an afternoon, the point is the same. You want to be the first person to discover the distance between your documents and your floor. Fourth, move upstream. Spend the hours AI just gave back on the part of the standard that always got neglected. Sitting with leadership, translating risk into language a director acts on, walking the process and asking why. That is the work that was always in the job description and never in the schedule. Now the schedule has room. None of this requires you to become a data scientist. It requires you to stop being a scribe and start being the thing the title always implied. Where I'd place my bet for 2026. I have spent enough years around quality systems to be skeptical of every technology that arrives promising to transform the profession. Most of them transformed nothing. They became another module, another dashboard, another login nobody used. I do not think AI is one of those, and the reason is simple. This is the first time the tool arrived inside the regulator before it arrived inside the company. When the FDA builds AI into who gets inspected, the question of whether you personally find it interesting stops mattering. So here is my bet. AI will not end the quality manager's career. It will end the disguise. For years, a certain kind of quality manager survived by being busy, by producing volume, by keeping the binder thick and the auditor satisfied with paper. That cover is gone. When documents cost nothing to produce, producing them proves nothing. What is left is the harder question every quality professional should have been answering all along. Does the system actually work? And can you prove it on the floor and not just in the file? The managers who can answer that are about to have the best decade of their careers. The ones who cannot are about to find out what they were really being paid for. I would rather you heard that from someone who respects the work than learn it from an algorithm during a one-day assessment. Where do you stand? The split I have described is not coming. It is already here. The only open question is which side of it you are on, and whether you find out on your own terms or during an inspection. Take 2 minutes with the diagnostic at the end of this article. Answer honestly. It will tell you plainly whether you are still the scribe the machine is about to replace, or the system thinker the next decade belongs to.